on social media, at Ben and Kelly Show. Super easy to get a hold of us. You can DM us. We'll turn around, toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you.
So Lance said, hey, Ben and Kelly, this past weekend, I found out my girlfriend of 4 weeks cheated on me.
Okay.
She admitted it to me and admits that she is definitely in the wrong.
All right.
Her reasoning was that she met both of us at the same time and honestly grew feelings for us both.
Okay.
Now, she didn't tell me because she was waiting it out to see who she wanted to be with in the long term.
Mm-hmm.
She told me she's, quote, choosing me.
All right.
But I'm conflicted now. I guess I'm happy she chose me, but I'm still hurt that she cheated and also that I was apparently in some sort of competition I wasn't aware of with this other guy for my girlfriend. I really like her, but could you ask your listeners if anyone has heard of anything like this and did it work out? Thank you both.
So this is where the gray area, I think, is and lies. Because
it's 4 weeks.
It's 4 weeks. It's new. And to her, she is legitimately just like trying on a couple shoes.
Exactly.
Seeing what fits. Walking around in them a little bit. And going, all right, well, maybe not this guy. Maybe this guy.
Yeah, I don't know how many people are kind of having a relationship talk after just like
right,
4 weeks.
Right. So I don't know if I'm necessarily wanting to label her a cheater.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, I think she was just, they were seeing each other for, you know, a month and she was seeing somebody else. Should she have been as forthcoming? I don't know.
Yeah.
Because, then he might have just
he might have bailed.
I'm out.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And then she missed out. Right. And so, you know, the start of a relationship rarely ever starts with, do you want to be boyfriend, girlfriend? Yes.
Yeah, no.
All right, let's start today.
Yeah, that's not the first conversation.
Right, right. You
just start dating each other and you just see how it goes.
Right, there's some like blurred dates and things like that. So, there could be some crossover. There could be some overlap. You know, I know that overlap happens in a lot of relationships where you're ending one relationship and you start another one and there's just a little bit of that overlap, but
I think labeling her a cheater is a bit unfair.
That's what I'm saying. I don't at 4 weeks it's hard to define. Well, 4 weeks, yeah, I don't know. I mean, you want to define a relationship and maybe he had been defining it in his own brain. Maybe they didn't communicate that their boyfriend, girlfriend.
Well, but he wasn't seeing anybody else. There wasn't anybody else he was interested in. And he was just kind of pointing out that I was unaware I was not the only one she was interested in.
Right. If he's upset that, dang, I could have been doing the same thing and now I'm mad.
Maybe. Maybe. But I think the important point is that she was trying to figure it out. Like, mm-hmm. It didn't sound like she had the intention of just carrying on both relationships
right.
for as long as she could. She was trying to make a decision. Sounds like she made one.
Right, right. So
now he's got to be confident and in trusting her that she is.
She's not going to try any more shoes.
Exactly.
Right.
And that she has fully put you leaving those shoes at the shoe store.
Right. 502-571-9975. If you have a comment, or maybe you have been in this situation exactly, and you're like, you know what, Lance, this is what happened to me. This could help you. Whatever. Would love to hear your thoughts on it. 502-571-9970. So what we're talking about, Lance has been dating his girlfriend for 4 weeks. She admitted that she had been seeing another guy and admits that she was in the wrong and had met them both at the same time and wanted to figure them both out.
Yeah, she was trying to figure out, all right, which one of these guys do I want to pursue an actual relationship with? And he's just now catching up to that situation. And so, you know, he said cheating, but I think that's the word that we're all not comfortable with. Justin's like, not a cheater. It's 4 weeks, especially if they didn't have the commitment talk. I have food in my fridge older than their relationship. That's a good point. That's the thing is from day one, you don't start off saying, let's be boyfriend and girlfriend. You start hanging out together.
Yeah.
You spend time together and you let it evolve.
Right.
And she just had two things evolving at the same time, but she has decided he's the guy she wants to go with.
Hey, Amy.
First of all, I'm a 40-something-year-old single woman. So I don't know how old these people are, but I don't think we have all the information. But I think he's a red flag.
You think he's a red flag?
Yeah.
Okay, what makes you say that?
Because, again, we don't have all the information, but he's a red flag. It's only been 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Did they have the relationship talk? Did they have a conversation?
Mm-hmm.
Did he voice all of this? Did he put it into existence? Did she agree?
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's 2023. We as women, we can do.
You can be free and loose.
Like a man. Right. We can, if we want to date multiple men, we can do that. Men do it all the time, right?
That's right. I think Salt and Peppa sung a song a long time ago called None of Your Business.
Exactly. So my thing is, don't hate the player, hate the game.
All right. Amy, appreciate you. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you as well.
All right. Andrew the Love Doctor, what's your take?
She's just dating, guys. 4 weeks in, she's dating. She's not cheating. She's dating. Now, she should have probably said something to him, but no, she's not a cheater.
Do you think she should have?
I think she probably should. I mean, here's the thing. I mean, I would think 4 weeks in, you would have you would say, oh, she's it now. Does she have to? No. As a courtesy, yeah, she probably should have. But no, she really doesn't have to. She's not cheating. She's dating. He just got all of his, panties in a wad or whatever. But no, he's... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we're thinking 4 weeks is mutual. Maybe he thinks it's 4 weeks, but she's like, I don't know, I've been talking to this guy for a couple weeks or what. Like I don't know where they both have agreed the start of the relationship is.
That's just it. They've got to communicate that. And if they haven't communicated that there's significant, to each other, then she's just dating. She's not cheating. And he has nothing. He has nothing to be upset about.
All right.
Yeah, I think she admitted they met at the same time. She met both these guys at the same time. She's
right.
Like, well, I like both of them. Let's kind of see if one emerges as one that I want to pursue.
Now, if I'm Lance, I don't want to think about her trying on the other shoe.
No, yeah.
Right.
Or what that is defined as.
And that's the thing. Would he have stuck around if, she was upfront and honest, there's this other guy I'm kind of talking to, too.
Yeah, I know. That's a good point. Thank you, Andrew, the Love Doctor. Appreciate it.
And we are assuming that that we're just trying on shoes, kind of, and not necessarily sliding into home yet.
Wait,
because I think
hang on.
Then so, there's a different conversation. If you're getting intimate than with more than one person,
well, I thought
there needs to be a conversation. But I think we're all assuming at a month in, maybe not yet.
I don't know if then it's just me that was thinking.
You assumed?
Trying on shoes meant walking around in them.
Is that our new code?
I don't know. That's just me. I don't know.
The thing is, I think we all kind of agree that she was dating and there was no lines crossed here because there weren't lines drawn yet.
Right. Jasmine.
Hey, I was trying to think of how to say this without making me sound like one of those people that takes home a lot of shoes and then returns them to the store.
Right.
But after my divorce, I took a lot of shoes for a spin. And some of them knew about the other ones and some of them didn't. And it was just, for a few months, it was just, I did my own thing trying to figure out what I wanted.
Right. And so really, yeah. And I think that's what's happening here.
Yeah. And I don't see that that's cheating.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Jasmine. So.
Yes. Trying on shoes. I like it.
All right.
But yeah, I think it just depends on how far we're dipping our toe in the shoe. Is that what we say? Are we fully putting the shoe on?
Yeah, we're putting the shoe on. We're trying it around.
We're putting the shoe on all the way. We're walking around for a while.
We're running around the track. We're taking a couple laps in it. We're looking at our Fitbit to get our step count.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I feel like we just, if there's that level.
Sorry, Lance, we're not making you feel any better. We're not making you feel any better, but we are all kind of mutually saying, hey, look, you know what? Appreciate your girl for choosing you. And look, it's just part of the dating process. And maybe you got your ego burned a little bit because you didn't know that maybe she was looking at other guys at the same time.
Right. And trying on other shoes. Instantly drop the other guy when she met you.
Right. Exactly. So, all right. Well, hey. There you are. Lance, good luck to you in your new set of shoes.
Colleen is just texting in all the emojis of all the shoes.
Look, you know what? Hey, I know because I'm around a lot of women and a woman's shoes are very important.
Oh, you have got to try them on.
Yes, you've got to try them on.
They can
fit
very different.
Yes.
Some have padding, some do not.
They can fit very different.
Amanda says, sounds like he's never been shoe shopping before.
I mean, they can be different sizes, different colors.
Okay. All right. Brad said, Dear Ben and Kelly, my wife just told me she's going shoe shopping tonight. Should I be worried?
All right, that's diving into the DMs on 99.7 DJX.